You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hiya, hello, hello, welcome to another episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Wherever you're watching us or listening to us, great to have you here, great to have you back. And today we're talking all about New Year's resolutions. Oh no, yeah, stick with me though, it's probably not what you think. We're talking about New Year's resolutions, why yours will almost certainly fail, and what you can do about it. Oh, now there's a topic to talk about. What do I mean by why yours will most likely fail? It's a bit negative, Keith, isn't it? Why would you say that? Well, here's the reality. Yes, loads and loads of us, every new year, rush out to make loads of New Year's resolutions. All the things we're going to do to change our lives. New year, new me. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to do that. Blah, 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 blah. All these resolutions we make. But the reality is simply this. Only 8% of new people keep their New Year's resolutions. Over the course of the year, 92% of people fail to keep their resolutions. 92% fail. Which is why I say yours will almost certainly fail. You're most likely to be in the 92%. But it doesn't have to be that way. And we're going to take a look at that in this episode. We're going to look at why so many New Year resolutions fail. I'm going to look at what you can do to give you the absolute best chance of succeeding. And this is a big thing. I mean, there is even a day, 17th of January, is International Ditch Your New Year Resolution Day. Precisely because so many people fail to keep them. So, am I saying you shouldn't make resolutions? I mean, any time I raise this topic, I get quite a few people saying, how dare you tell people not to make New Year's resolutions? You should be encouraging people to make New Year's resolutions. I'm not telling you not to make them. You want to make them, go ahead and make them. What I am doing is looking to give you the absolute best chance to succeed. Because look, it would be foolish to set out and do something knowing you are most likely going to fail, wouldn't it? What would be far better is to give yourself the greatest chance of success. That makes sense, right? If you're going to do something, doesn't it make more sense to give yourself the greatest chance of success? Isn't that ultimately more empowering? And that is what I'm doing here. It's not about telling you don't make resolutions. It's about pointing out that 92% fail. And looking to see what you can do to be in the 8% that succeed. It's about helping you to succeed. So let's take a look. Why do so many resolutions fail? Well, in order to understand why they fail, let's take a look at how and why most resolutions get made. For most people, the reason they make resolutions is because it's New Year and it's expected. Society expects us to make New Year's resolutions. Peer pressure. Oh, have you made your New Year's resolutions yet? What are you doing this year? What are you going to do differently? What's your New Year's resolution? We've all had people asking us that every New Year, right? Everybody has people asking that. So, we know that society expects us to make resolutions every New Year. It's the dumb thing. It's what we're supposed to do. So we make resolutions. Why do we make them? Because society expects us to make them. Because our friends expect us to make them. Because our colleagues are telling us we should make them. That's the reason most fail. Why? Well, it's simple. The reason that we make most of those resolutions is not because it's something we fundamentally deep down inside want to do. We're not making the resolutions for us. We're making them because other people are telling us we should do it. And that is a really rubbish reason for making a resolution or for making a goal. Let's face it, New Year's resolutions are effectively goals. And a really rubbish reason for making a goal is because somebody else tells you you should do it. Why is that the case? Well, anytime we set out to do pretty much anything, we're going to encounter obstacles. At some stage along the way, we will encounter obstacles. All the while it's plain sailing, it's easy to keep the resolution. But once we hit our first obstacle, or maybe even our second obstacle, it gets really, really, really hard. Because the pain, the discomfort, the inconvenience that the obstacle presents is greater than what's driving us to make the resolution. I mean, for example, I'm going to take up jogging. I'm going to go out jogging every single day. Why? Well, because people tell me I should jog. They tell me I should do a bit more running and so on. So I'm going to do that every day. Brilliant. Go out the first couple of days. Yeah, it's a bit tiring, but yeah, you kind of do it. Kind of get through it. Third day comes along. It is pouring rain, a howling gale, bitterly cold out there. Oh, it's horrible. You know what? I'll give it a miss today. I'll do it. Excuse me. I'll give it a miss today. I'll do it again tomorrow, though. Honest. Only because tomorrow's even worse. It's even colder. Before you know it, you've quit doing it. Because your heart really wasn't in it from the outset. If you really did want to take up jogging, you would have found a way to get through that bitterly cold weather and the rain, because the thing that was driving you to do the jogging was more important than the short-term discomfort of going out in the rain. You see, if you'd taken up jogging because you wanted to do it, there would be a reason. Why would you want to jog? Perhaps it's because you wanted to get back into competitive racing, for example, or doing marathons because you love the thrill and the buzz of taking part in them. Or it might be because you knew you needed to get back into better shape, look after your health, because if you didn't, you stood a bigger chance of poor health, which would hold you back, which would make life really bad for you and for your family. Perhaps your doctor had warned you, if you don't lose weight, you've got a big, big risk of a heart attack coming. And you don't want to die young and leave your family having to survive without you. Those are really big, powerful, important reasons. So when you go out, you're about to go jogging and it's pouring rain and it's freezing cold and you're thinking, oh, it's going to get cold and wet. I don't like that. Oh, that's horrible. You've got the big driver. Yeah, it's horrible, but you know what's even more horrible? Dying of a heart attack in 5 years' time because I don't bother losing weight and looking after myself. Oh, come on, let's do it. I'm hating every single step of this jog today because of the weather, but I know if I don't do it, I'm going to die. That's where you have a big reason to actually do the thing. And it's same for any goal that we take. Any goal that we do, we will encounter difficulties. We will encounter obstacles. There will be things that make it really hard for us. And if we're not that invested in the goal, if we're not that invested in the New Year's resolution, as soon as a big obstacle comes along, we will give up. We'll give up because we haven't really got any reason to go through that short-term pain. You see, anything we do, we're gonna encounter pain, but in order to make a change, in order to successfully change, the pain of making the change has to be less than the pain of staying the same. When the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain involved in making the change, you will make the change. You will find a way to overcome that short-term pain of making the change, because you know that if you don't, and deep down, the long-term pain of not making the change is far greater. And if you're making a change simply because somebody else tells you to, you're not invested in it. You've got no real reason to do it. Which means you're not going to find that drive to get you through the difficult bit. And that is why, or that is one of the reasons why so many people fail to keep their New Year's resolutions. Because they were making it for other people. They weren't really making it for them. So that's one reason. Another reason is that people will often make New Year's resolutions, thinking, oh, it has to be a big New Year's resolution, so let's play something really, really big. And they make it unrealistically large, such that they give themselves no chance of actually succeeding, because they've given themselves effectively an impossible goal, an impossible task, an impossible mountain to climb. When you do that, of course, sooner or later, you are going to fail because of the sheer magnitude of the task. Whereas if they'd given themselves something a bit smaller, a bit more realistic, something that could actually be done, they would have a greater chance. Now, yes, I know when we create goals, we should create them big. We should aim for the stars, as they say. But we still have to make it realistic. Take a look back in the 1960s. The beginning of the 60s, when John F. Kennedy said, we choose to go to the moon in this decade. He set the challenge of successfully landing men on the moon and returning them back to planet Earth alive within the decade, within the 1960s. And sure enough, 1969, that goal was achieved when Armstrong and Aldrin were the first two humans to set foot on the moon, and they came back alive. Yes, it was a massive goal. There were many at the time who felt it was too big a goal, but it was achievable, as we can see, because it happened. It was a massive achievable goal. Yes, it was massive, but it was realistic. He gave them nearly a decade in which to do it. If he'd actually stood up and said, we choose to go to the moon next year, that would have been impossible. It would have been impossible. It took them nearly a decade to achieve the goal. So if he'd set the goal of, we're going to do it in a year, no chance. Completely impossible. Yes, he set a big goal, but it was one which was achievable. And it's the same when you set your New Year resolutions. Make sure it's a resolution which is at least achievable, something that can be done, something that you have the ability to do. I'm not saying you should play small and set tiny little goals. No. But make sure the resolution you set is actually achievable. Give yourself a chance, right? So that's a second reason why so many people fail at making New Year's resolutions, because they set huge, grandiose resolutions which there's no chance for them to achieve. So when you're looking at the resolutions that you're setting, make sure, is this a resolution I'm setting for myself? Why do I want to do this? Do I really want to achieve this? Why do I want to achieve it? Really get in touch with why you want to achieve it. And keep reminding yourself of that why, especially when you're hitting obstacles. Also make sure, is this an achievable goal? Is it humanly possible? Am I at least giving myself a chance? Now, yes, you could maybe set a couple of levels of that goal. I'm going to achieve this, and if possible, I'm then going to go on and achieve this. So that gives you something further to aim at, but you still have the achievable to reach first. Excuse me. And make sure your goal is achievable. That's a couple of the reasons why so many New Year resolutions fail. When you make your resolution, you don't want to fail, right? You want to succeed. And that's why you need to take these things into consideration. Do I even want to make a New Year's resolution? Do I want to make it? Am I making it just because other people tell me I should? Or am I making it because it's something I really want to do? Why do I want to do it? Is it achievable? Also, people will often set themselves a huge number of resolutions. I know countless people who go, right, I've got 10 New Year's resolutions. I've got a dozen New Year's resolutions. Each one, big, major goals. Each one would take full-time commitment to achieve. And they got a dozen of them. No wonder they get pulled from pillar to post. Real life gets in the way. Obstacles come along. It all comes crashing down. All comes crashing down. Pick goals, but perhaps only have one or two. My resolution for this year is to, I don't know, reach this particular ideal weight and maintain my health so that I can have a longer, happier, fitter life, so that I'm around for my family for a lot longer. And bam, keep just that one goal. It's achievable. You have very solid, concrete reasons for doing it. And it's a single goal, so you're not being pulled in multiple different directions. Does that make sense? I mean, when you think about it, think back. I'm going to bet that you have made resolutions in the past and you've failed to keep them in the past, yeah? Hey, don't beat yourself up about it. We have all done that. It just means that you're human. But take a look at some of those. Kind of have a look. What were the goals, those resolutions that you made? And knowing what we've just covered now, take a look and see if you can spot the pattern as to why they failed. Why you didn't live up to them. Was it because ultimately, you didn't really want to achieve it anyway. You're only doing it because other people said you should. Was it because it was just plain impossible to achieve, totally unrealistic? Was it because you had too many goals? You were heading off in multiple different directions, conflicting directions. As a friend of mine, Brad Burton, says, you can't turn left and right at the same time. Were your goals trying to pull you in multiple different directions? Kind of rein them in. Now again, I stress, I'm not saying don't make New Year resolutions. You want to make a resolution? Absolutely go for it. But do it because you want to do it, not because society says you want it. You should be doing it. Make the resolution because you want to, not because of peer pressure. All your mates are pushing you into it. Do it because you want to do it. Another very important thing is, of course, support network. A support network to help you achieve that goal. What are you putting in place to help you achieve that resolution? Again, so many say, I'm going to make these resolutions, and then they don't actually put anything in place to help them to achieve those resolutions. Now, what do I mean by support network? It might be you tell a few trusted people, this is what I'm looking to achieve this year. You might share it publicly. You might join a group of like-minded people where you can get support from each other to help you through it, to help you through the tough points, and to help you celebrate the good points. Because let's face it, celebrating every success is very important. Sadly, not everybody will help us celebrate. Sometimes you'll have some resolutions that you don't really want to share with your mates because they'll probably take the mickey out of you, or they might just go, oh, you'll never manage that. What are you doing that for? That's rubbish. But if it's a goal you really want to do, you really want to do it. So find people who are supportive. And these days, it's easier than ever with the internet, with all the different social media. You'll find groups, you'll find pages, you'll find sites dedicated to bringing together people with that same aim, that same goal. Never underestimate the importance of having a good, strong, solid support network. It doesn't have to be a formal network. It might just be three or four of you going, you know what? We all want to take up jogging this year because we want, for whatever reason, you know what? Let's do it together. That way, there's three of you doing it together. You've got company on the jogging. But more importantly, if you're having an off day, the other two are still going to drag it. Like, come on, you said you wanted to do this. Yeah, remember why you're doing it? Come on, get your act together. Let's do it. Okay, it's horrible weather. really nasty, horrible weather. Maybe we won't do our 10-mile run today. Maybe we'll just do 5 miles. But we'll at least get it done. Have a support network. Also, related to this, sometimes people will make huge New Year resolutions without a clue on how to do it. And when you don't know how to do something, it gets very difficult to achieve it. And you get really disheartened, and before you know it, you've given up on it. So have that support network. Find or create that support network. Find ways to enable you to actually achieve it and do it. That's the important thing. So those are four key reasons which stop people from achieving their New Year resolutions. They're not doing it for themselves, they're just doing it because, well, I'm supposed to make resolutions, so I don't know, lose weight, take up jogging, get fit, redecorate the house. Yeah, I'll have those as resolutions, I suppose. Are you doing the resolution because you want to do it? Or are you just doing it because, I suppose I should make some resolutions. I don't know, but pick these ones. They're popular resolutions. If you're not doing it for you, you're giving yourself very small chance of success. Make sure it's achievable. Make sure it is something that could be done. I mean, if I were to decide, you know what, I'm going to run the London Marathon this year. I'm not going to bother, but I want to do it without any training. I could set it as a resolution, but it ain't going to happen. Heck, I wouldn't decide to run the London Marathon anyway because it's something that's not of interest to me. So if I said that as a resolution, I have got zero motivation to actually do all the hard work and all the training because it just doesn't appeal. So make sure it's a goal that, or a resolution that you want to do. Make sure it's achievable. Make sure you're not doing too many that are pulling you in all sorts of directions. Get yourself a support network and find out how. So your support network to help you through it all, to give you that moral support, and also to help you figure out how to do it. Find out how. Those are the key things which stop people from succeeding. Those are the key reasons why 92% of people fail to keep their New Year resolution. You want to be in the 8%? Use those 5 steps to really give you the best chance. Now, it's not too late. Yes, the New Year has already passed. You may already have some resolutions, in which case, revisit them. Take each a resolution. Am I doing this because I want to do it, or is it just because society expects? Is this something that's achievable? Have I got support? Can I get support for it? Check those things. If the answer to any of those is no, you've got a couple of questions. You've got a couple of options. You could either ditch the resolution, and there's no shame in that. Or you could go, actually, I do kind of want to make this work. I'm going to use those five tips to really help me refocus my effort and energies on that resolution. Turn it into a resolution that's a burning resolution for me, give me a burning drive and desire that's going to enable me to plow through whatever obstacle comes along because I have a massive reason for wanting to do this. So use these to give yourself the absolute best chance of being in that 8%. Oh, and one other thing. You don't have to wait till New Year to make a resolution. Yeah. You decide you want to do something. Start straight away. Why wait till an arbitrary point in time where society has decided, yay, we need to make resolutions simply because it's an arbitrary date? Do you want to make a change? Now is the best time to start. Well, actually, it's not. If you want to make change, the best time to start was in the past. But the second best time is right now. Don't wait till New Year to make your resolutions. Do it now. If you want to make that change, make that change now. And again, use those five pointers to give you the best chance. Make sure you're doing it because you want to. What are the reasons that you want to do it? What do they get for you? Why is that important to you? Make sure it is physically achievable. Make sure it is humanly possible. And of course, if it is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach. You can do this. Get yourself a support network. Find out how to do it. And make sure you're not doing too many at once. I mean, yes, if you've got four goals, it might be you decide, I'm going to focus on number one until I've got that sorted. Then I can bring in number two. And after that, bring in number... You don't have to do all four in one go. Give yourself a better chance by focusing on one at a time. That's it. That's what I wanted to cover today. I'd love to know what you thought of this, what you make of this. I'd love to know, how does this impact the resolutions that you made? Did you make any resolutions? If so, what were they? How are you getting on with them? And how are you going to use what we've covered in here to really give you that best chance of being one of the 8% who succeed in keeping their New Year resolutions? If you didn't make any resolutions, perhaps this has inspired you to make one. You don't have to. Just make sure if you do make one, make sure you're making it for your reasons. But again, let me know. Drop a comment wherever you're watching this. Drop a comment. Let me know what you think, what you found, what you got from this. Let me know what your resolutions are. Share them. Let's see. Let's get conversation going. And also, wherever you're watching this, remember, hit like, hit subscribe, rate us, leave a comment, share it far and wide. That's it for this episode. Thank you, as always, for watching, for listening, wherever you caught this. Thank you for catching it. Remember to hit like, remember to hit subscribe. Check the past episodes, catch future episodes. You want to find out more about the show? Pop along to keithblakemorenoble.com/show. You'll find this episode, all previous episodes, show notes, links, much more details. We're available on all the usual places, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google, all over the place. Catch us whatever your favourite way to catch us, but make sure you catch me, and I will catch you in the very next episode. Until then, take care, look after yourself, and remember, change is always possible. And when you change your mind, you change your life. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.